The Gemara in Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis towards the top of the Amud brings down a very interesting Hanhaga that the Amoraim had. It says the Rav ki ikla l'Dardashir, and Rav would go on a trip. He reached the city of Dardashir and Machaz Varmer, he would announce and he would say, "Man havi l'yayma, who wants to marry me for one day?" In other words, he was looking for a wife for a day. Rav Nachman ki ikla l'Shachnitziv, when Rav Nachman came to the city of Shachnitziv, Machaz Varmer, he also announced and he said, "Man havi l'yayma, who wants to marry me for a day? Who wants to be my wife for a day?" And the Gemara discusses the halachic ramifications of this hachraza of getting married for a day. But avadat tzarich bir tuva, what's the pshat in this? Amarayim, kedoshim, and tahirim, we have no hasag in the madrega. Why would they want to have a wife for a day when they went to these cities? It's a davar which is tzarichin, tzarich bir. What's the pshat in this on haga? And there's a beautiful hesber that Reuven Margolis brings down, b'shem his brother-in-law, Ramesh Mordechai Schweitzer. This is brought down very bekitzer in the Nitzitziar on Yuma, Dafid Ches, but more by Riches and his Sefer Pninim and Margolius. And basically, he says over there that based on a Rashi in Avodah Zarah, the last blot of Avodah Zarah, Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis, this is actually the very last Rashi in the Maseches Avodah Zarah. Rashi says that the derech of the Parsiim, the derech of the Persians was that when a guest would come to them, a chashav, a guest, as a token of appreciation, of kavod, of achnasas archem, they would give him one of their women to be with derech znus. That was the way they were mechabed their archem. Rashi says, derech parsiim limsar nashim lachsanayim, and they used to give the women to the people that were staying by their house. That was a way of showing their hachnasas archem. The Avos Rav Nosson is also mashmak that in Perek Tesvav, that this was the minig, when chashuv people came, there would be meiser nashim to them to be with bederech znus. And so he's a masber, that is what was going on over here. Rav came to Dardashir. Dardashir, Reuven goes on to explain, was a city in Persia. So Mistam of the minig over there was that when Rav came, he was a chashuv person, he was famous, everyone knew him, that the people in charge over there would give him these nashim to be with, as that was their way of being mechabed him. And Rav didn't want to have any shaykhus to such a thing, chalila, to even be in a matz of nisayin with such a thing, and the only way to avoid it is if you show that you're married, you have your own wife, then they're not going to give you these nashim. So Rav's wife didn't come with him. So his etzah was that he said, "Man havli yoma, who could be for a day? Who could be my wife for a day?" For a day, it was sort of a fictitious marriage, just to show that I have a wife. And by showing that he had a from Jewish wife, that would avoid this whole issue of them giving them these other women b'derech znus. And that's how it was done, l'shem shemayim, to avoid this whole nisayan. That was also the pshat of Nachman and Shach Netziv, who Reuven goes on to explain, it was very close to Dardashir, and it was mistaber that also they had that minute over there, that minute of Anshe Paris, of the Persians, and that was the godless of the Amoraim, that they did whatever they could do to avoid even coming Lidei Nisayim, to Amakim Nisayim of Chalila, being with these Nashim that the Persians would give them, and that is the beer in the Hachraz of these Amoraim of Man Havi Liyayimah.